setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. We are talking about the path to meaningful work. This is what we all long for. None of us wants a dead-end job. So for those of you that are miserable on Mondays and you've stumbled onto the show, welcome, because I'm telling you, you don't have to live that way. You don't have to just grit your teeth for 35 years or whatever it is and just try to live for the weekend. You were created to work. There's something that you were created to do, a role in the workplace. That means you're needed, and that means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be you. So there's three groups of people here that need this show and what we teach. Those of you that have no idea what you want to do with your life, don't know what the dream job is, the calling, the meaningful work. Those of you that know what it is, but you're not sure how to get there. And then those of you who know what it is, you know how to get there, but you're terrified to make the change. You're terrified to take the step. I'm here for all three of those buckets. Let's go. You've got the answers. It's my job to pull them out of you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Simon is going to start us off, and he's calling from Houston, Texas. Simon, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
Simon, I'm living the dream. How can I help you?
So I was recently invited yesterday to apply for a management position in my job. So I need some advice. So I was like, who's better to call than the career expert himself?
Hey, all right, there we go. We got some pressure now, buddy. I'm ready.
So it's a management position. It's one step above where I'm at right now. But the dilemma is I could possibly be making a little bit less because I'll be switching from hourly to salary. And the only reason I'm making more now is because of COVID and they're offering so much overtime. Okay. It is on the path. It is on my career path, but I was wondering how I should analyze my thought posture.
Yeah, happy to walk that through. So the only reason you're making more than you would in this management position is because of overtime. And at some point, either the overtime's going to go away, when COVID kind of chills out and they get back to some sense of normalcy, or you're going to go, I don't want to keep working this overtime. So that would be a temporary bump anyway. Do you see where I'm going with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is on your career path, and presumably you taking this leadership position sets you up nicely to make more money in the near future anyway, correct?
Correct.
I mean, how much longer before you would anticipate you'd have a chance to get a bump in salary by taking this?
See, that's the thing. We're still working from home, and we have been since March, 12th.
How much of a disparity is it between the overtime you're getting now and then what this salary position will be?
I'm thinking to start off, because I haven't really spoken, to HR about the offer or anything yet, although I'm thinking just based on what I made last year and how much they're starting, probably about $5,000.
But you don't know this for sure? So they've not offered you an actual salary number?
Not yet, but I saw the range, and somebody else in my position was telling me that that's what they started them off to when they moved from my position.
Okay, good. Obviously, you're going to get a hard number soon, so and you can really make a decision based on that hard number. So that's good.
Okay.
$5,000. So here's what you do. Just to figure out, okay, can I handle this financially? I think you can. You're just, am I assuming properly that I've felt this out? You can handle this financially. This is just more, is this a bad idea question? Am I right?
Correct, yeah. It was on my path to accept something, but I just didn't know it would come this quick.
Yeah, I get it. So here's the deal. I just think it's good for you to run a financial exercise once you get to HR and they tell you the number. And let's say the number's $4,000 difference or five. What you want to do is you want to just play that out over 12 months, right? So we know what that is. Okay, so we just run the numbers. We go, okay, that's a monthly, you're talking about a gross here. And then with taxes, you just run that out and say, well, how does that actually affect me in my budget each month? And you can do that exercise. And that just becomes the, okay, this is a short-term move. that I'm going to be bringing in less money. But the good news is I'm not going to be working overtime. I'm now on the ladder that I want to be on. And if you want that extra money, since you're used to working overtime, you can get a second job for a while just to offset that. So all that to say, I think you take it.
Okay.
If it is on purpose and it is getting you on the right ladder or it's getting you to the next rung on the ladder, then absolutely take it and you make up the difference financially. Either you cut some expenses or you go out, maybe you do some side jobs on nights and weekends or whatever, something you've always kind of wanted to do as a hobby, make some money on it, and that offsets it as well. And then as you go in and crush it in this management role, leadership role, because you're going to crush it, then you know the income's going to jump up. So this is a temporary step back financially, but it's really not. And the reason I want you to understand this is that you're hourly and you've just been getting overtime. Now you're moving into leadership. Massive difference. So take it. I think it's a good move. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Ben. I'll tell you what, I'm going to hold Ben. I want to pick Ben up in our next segment because I want to teach on something that I shared in the YouTube show today. And we get this question a lot, and I think this is going to help Ben. So Ben's on hold. So I want to teach. I looked at the screen, folks, and Madison always gives me like a little quick summary of what the call's about. And I saw it, and I went, okay, this could take a few minutes, and I've only got 2.5 minutes to commercial break. And then I thought, oh, I want Ben to hear this. So listen up, Ben, because you're next. So I taught on how to confirm your why. So this is, we get a lot of calls on people. They're saying, hey, Ken, I've got several things I'm passionate about. Got a bunch of ideas here, or I've got 2 or 3, or I'm stuck on the mission, which is results of your work that matter deeply. Having a hard time. And this comes from this. So this is a little simple test. And this is allowing our head to get out of the way and listen to our heart. And here's how you confirm your why. If your why doesn't make you cry, it's probably not your why. Now, let me explain that. I don't mean, you know, you start telling people what you're passionate about and you just break down into uncontrollable tears. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about a deep, deep emotional connection to the work and to the results of the work, to the point that there are times when you reminisce on something that has happened in your work or as a result of your work, or you're sharing a story about it with somebody and you get emotional. That's a really good sign that you absolutely love the work. And you are so incredibly convicted and excited about the results of the work that there's a gratitude that overwhelms you when you think about it, when you talk about it, when you engage in it, and it gets you. It's that happy kind of catches you. You're just so overwhelmed with the love of the work and the results of the work matter so deeply to you. There's a deep personal connection that'll choke you up. That's the test, folks. That's how you know. See, the heart confirms, and then the brain follows. Hope that helps you. Hope that helps Ben. He's up next. We're going to talk about his passion. He says he's stuck. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I talk a lot about discovering your talent and passion to find your dream job. And that's exactly what my friends at Burst have done. Hamish was passionate about toothbrushes, and Brittany was a successful entrepreneur. Together, they built a business that has revolutionized oral care. The Burst Sonic Electric Toothbrush is clinically proven to remove up to 10 times more plaque than a manual toothbrush. See what a simple dream can become. Try a Burst brush today for as little as $49.99. Go to burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to get special pricing. We need more cowbell, Joe. That particular bump needs more cowbell.
Yes, it does.
I was waiting to see if either one of you, Joe or Madison, got that reference. The classic Saturday Night Live.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken and Will Ferrell's in the back with the cowbell, and he's like, I need more cowbell, man. Is that what I heard? Cowbell?
Yes.
All right. I like that bump, Joe, but I want you to enhance that. Go in there, and next time you play it on the show, I want more cowbell.
Will do.
And let's be honest, I think the audience does as well. This is the Ken Coleman Show. We're having way too much fun here, but it's fun to talk about people's dreams, their calling, their desires, and that's what we do. We talk about what you were created to do and how you can find that in the marketplace and how you get there. And I want to just mention something very briefly. I am a part of Ramsey Solutions. If that rings a bell to you, that's where the Dave Ramsey Show is. And so Dave's studio is about, 10 feet outside my studio door. And, you know, we're talking about climbing that mountain, getting to that professional peak. And financially, if your house is not in order, it's going to take you a lot longer to get there. And I think we all understand that. And so many times the callers, you know, they're going, hey, Ken, help me. How do I get there? And I'll ask them, well, you got any debt? What's your debt situation like? Because the reality is there is a financial cost to getting qualified, which is stage two of our seven stages. So I say all this to say, for those of you who you listen to the Ken Coleman Show and you may or may not know about Dave Ramsey or Ramsey Solutions, our Ramsey Plus product will give you our Financial Peace University, which has helped millions of people get out of debt and build wealth. We've got our Budget Every Dollar app, which is an amazing app, hooks up right to your bank account. You can see where every dollar is coming and going. And then if you're paying off debt, using our debt snowball plan, where you pay your smallest debt off and you go all the way up to the largest debt, you get some momentum. We've got a Baby Steps app, which allow you to track your progress. Here's my point. You could try for free. See if it works. Free trial. Go to DaveRamsey.com and you sign up for a free trial of Ramsey Plus. Or just search Ramsey Plus. It'll get you there. And trust me on this. It's a free trial. Try it. Use it. If it don't work for you, then you're out. But I'm telling you, it's a game changer, because some of you, what's holding you back from pursuing the dream is your debt. And those tools, three unique tools in one membership that you just get a free trial of. Kick the tires. Try it. If you don't like it, you're making a big mistake, but you can get out of it. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Ben, who's joining us in Killeen, Texas. Ben, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ah, how are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. I'm living the dream. I want to help you. What's going on?
Well, I heard right before commercial break what you had said, and it definitely hit home. So the problem I'm having is, like, I have direction and I know where I want to be, or a good idea of what I want to do. It's just I'm struggling with how to get there. Because I kind of feel like my situation is a little unique in comparison to in the industry that I work in. Okay. It's been a little challenging, so I'm just trying to, like, how do I get there?
Where is there? Let's start with there. Where's there?
In the construction. I've ever since I was 18 or learned how to weld in high school,
Hold on, Ben. I'm sorry. What is it? You said, Ken, I know where I want to go, but I don't know how to get there. And when you say construction, what's the professional peak? What do you mean? Be very specific about what you're dreaming about.
My own business.
Building homes, commercial construction, what?
That's part of the problem is,
oh, okay.
Or that the where I'm getting stuck at is because I'm really diverse on what skill sets I have. I'll lay it down here. So I learned to weld in high school. I was a welder before I joined the military. I joined the military, learned some more skills.
Great.
Got out of the military, became an electrician for an industrial sawmill.
Great.
So I learned tons of electrical skills and troubleshooting there, and I really enjoyed that job. At the same time, I did woodworking and remodel work.
Great. This is not a problem.
All of it.
Ben, this is not a problem. This is a bonus. The fact that you want to own your own construction company, whether it's commercial, residential, that to me Not even an issue. We'll figure that out, probably on this call. But you don't have to choose between all these things, or you don't have to get confused by all these skill sets and experience you have. Here's why. If you're going to be a general contractor, a GC one day, the fact that you've been a successful welder, the fact that you've been a successful electrician, the fact that you could do carpentry, woodwork, makes you a better general contractor. Am I right?
I agree.
Yeah, because you know if a sub's doing a good job or not. You can look at the electrical work and go in there and go, now that guy cut a corner there. That's not up to code. Yeah, you're laughing because I'm right. So what are you confused about? What are you confused about?
Well, and so as I said, I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none.
Not true. Not true. No, you got to stop thinking. That's the problem. That comment right there, my man. No, look, I'm on your team, brother. I'm just going to call it out. That's the problem. You don't see yourself the way you should see yourself. Right, every time somebody says that, I'm a jack of all trades, master of none, it always has that little tone to it. And you said it exactly that way. That's a bunch of garbage. You are a tradesman in these things. No, I'm preaching a little bit because you've got to get this. You're too busy doubting yourself instead of saying, I know what I want to do, I know why I want to do it, and I see several ways to get there. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yes.
I know.
Right. And I feel like I feel partially the trouble I'm having on top of it is, you're right. Like, I know I'm very diverse in skills. I know there is a ton of, in each category that I've laid out, there's a ton more to learn. And in order for me to learn it, like, I would have to, like, I've looked into getting into an apprenticeship for being an electrician or a carpenter. And the problem to learn and become even better at the skills, where I'm getting caught up is I can't afford to start out at the bottom. And that's trouble, because it's just not me that I'm having to take care of. I'm a single father. I have sole custody of my three kids.
Ben, listen, I got it. But I'm going to ask the questions. You got to give me direct, short answers. You ready?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing right now for a living? What is the work, the trade?
I'm a assistant superintendent at a golf course.
Why aren't you doing, you're not making enough money there. Why aren't you doing electrician work, or why aren't you back welding again?
Well, I kind of hit a financial issue, 2-3 years ago, and, it put me in really bad position, and I was forced to move back to Texas.
Ben, man, I love you, brother. I got a minute. I've given you almost the entire segment. Ben, I love you. Like, I love you, man. I do. And I'm not a tough love guy on the show, but listen to me. You've got skills in two trades that pay way better than assistant supervisor at a golf course. You have no excuse for getting relicensed or whatever. I don't care if you got to go drive Uber or do pizza delivery to get enough money to get relicensed or whatever it is. You can be an electrician and you can do welding in Texas right now. And that's what you need to be doing. Or you need to go work for a framer, because you do have the skills to go work on a framing crew. You're going to make more money there than you do at the golf course. And you're sitting there at the golf course thinking about what you want to do, and you're just kind of commiserating. You're not getting busy. That child of yours is going to be better off when you get back into the trades. Get really good at them. Pay yourself along. Like, fund your future. And then eventually start doing a little side GC jobs. That's the path. Go do it. Stop making excuses. Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. So excited to have you with us. We're live every day, Monday through Friday, from 12 Eastern to 2 Eastern. And so if you want to call in, even those of you that listen to the podcast from all around the globe, Got a call yesterday from the UK, a bunch of calls this week from Canada. We've had them from Africa, all through the continent of Asia. And so if you're listening here, you're going, man, I just want to talk to Ken. This, here's what's happening. A lot of you are reaching out to me on Instagram, and I love it. At Ken Coleman on Instagram, we're growing like crazy there. Put out a lot of content every day. But it's very hard for me to interact and really answer a question over Instagram. So there's a reason why we put out a toll-free number and do the show Monday through Friday. Because you can get to me and I can help you. So don't worry. Don't be nervous. If you are, it's okay. I'm going to take good care of you. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Nikki, who joins us in Denver, Colorado. Nikki, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
I'm calling because I seem to have a hard time narrowing down what type of job I really want and would really love.
Okay.
I have a lot of ideas, and I'm anxious to say this, but I do feel a little bit like a jack of all trades, master of none.
All right. Well, you know, so I'm not going to scold you because you know where I'm going there, and I understand that. But let's you know what we need to do in this situation? Would you say, Nikki, there's a top two or three when you're thinking about the dream job or the career path that you're thinking about? Would you say there's a couple that are at the top of the list?
Well, I really love the idea of doing something administrative, but I also love helping people and problem solving for people and serving others.
Okay. So the administrative work, does that have a problem-solving component to it in your mind?
It can.
Absolutely.
But
no,
I guess I've never been in an administrative role.
Okay, so when you say administrative role, do you mean like an assistant to somebody or a project manager, that type of administrative role? Is that what you're thinking?
Like an executive assistant or something.
Guess
like
what?
That.
Do you know what that is? That's problem-solving all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are working through details and checking things off the list. And if they don't get, you know, if this information doesn't come in or we don't get this schedule, we've got problems all over the place. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's problem solving. Serving others. When you say serving, in that administrative role, that really is servanthood. I mean, you're serving mm-hmm. an executive or whatever, maybe their family. Because depending on where you go and what type of executive assistant role it is or admin assistant role, you might be doing some personal items for them as well. So it's very much serving. So the problem solving and serving is there. So what's kind of holding you up on this?
I guess I feel like I can't focus in on one idea long enough. I called into Dave Ramsey's show and talked to you and Anthony a few months ago and had an idea to go into HR, but through research and everything, I kind of fell by the wayside. And I feel like I just can't ever focus in on one type of job that I want to pursue. And kind of pigeonholed in customer service.
Yeah, but here's the problem. You're too busy trying to find the one silver bullet job instead of realizing what your sweet spot is. Because in your sweet spot, you've listened to me enough, I'm assuming now, to know that there are multiple jobs, multiple career paths, even multiple dream jobs. So we have to figure out what you do best, your talent, and I think you know that. And we got to decide, what's the work that you love to do? Well, we already know you love detail work. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. What other work do you love to do? We know you love to serve others. That's a form of work where you're serving. So we've got administrative work, serving, problem solving. What kind of problems do you most get excited about solving? People problems, idea problems, or thing problems? When I say a thing, it's more of like a fix. So what problems do you most get excited about solving?
I guess structural problems.
Systems.
Like right now I'm trying to help in my job solve an issue where we're not getting good enough training to our people.
Love
so trying
it.
To figure out where the breakdown is there. And
why do you think that you like that kind of work? Because there's a result to that work. So problem solving when it relates to systems. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why do you think you like that?
I love empowering others. Yeah, I love empowering other people. In this case, it was an issue of our people who are struggling and, you know, they're not enabled to do their job well enough.
Love it.
So I want to fix that problem so that they can do their jobs well.
I love that. But see, therein lies the I love that you said you want to empower people, but there's something deeper. You tell me if you think I'm right.
Okay.
I think that your mission, which are the results that matter most to you, I think you're driven by efficiency and excellence. Efficiency is one thing. Things moving smoothly, working the way they're supposed to work for the purposes of excellence. Sound right?
Yeah, I'd say that's spot on.
Ooh, spot on. Well, it's because you gave me enough clues to figure that out. So the reality is that you want to find work where you are doing what you really, really love. Problem solving, connecting others, details, processes, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you go home at the end of the day, you look back on your day and you go, today was a really good day because I did some things that are going to make our systems more efficient and the people who are using those systems more successful.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we're going to produce excellence. And you're driving home thinking about that and you feel pretty darn good about yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
So Nikki, all I did was pull out all the different jobs you're thinking about. Cause you're like, oh gosh, I got to pick the right job. What if I pick this job and I'm not happy? And I know you don't talk in that voice. I don't know why I went to that voice. Isn't that what's really going on, Nikki? Is that you're overthinking this as opposed to realizing, my goodness, my sweet spot is where I use what I do best to do the work I love to produce the results that matter to me. And I can do that in a lot of different jobs, in a lot of different industries. Do you see where we're going?
Yeah.
See, that's what's going to make you feel tremendous meaning. So all you've got to start to do is look to the marketplace and go, what are all the types of positions where I can do what I want to do and produce what I want to produce? You tracking with me?
Yeah.
So stop overthinking it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So now stop overthinking it. Look at lots of different things. And then it comes back to, does this job allow me to be my sweet spot where I can use my talent to perform my passion to produce my mission? And if the answer is no, then you go, boom, cross it off the list. And here's the deal. What's so freeing about this is not only do you see more things that you can do, you can step into those roles. And then as you grow in advance, you go, well, I'm topped out here. What's next? And you go, I'm going to go right back to these other opportunities and go, is it my sweet spot? And now I'm going to keep moving up the ladder. So it takes out all of the fear, all of the doubt, all of the overthinking. Because the reality is, Nikki, somebody like you is so valuable in so many places in the marketplace. Do you see that?
I struggle too, but yeah.
Okay, good. You see it, but you're dealing with self-confidence problems.
Yeah.
You hang around people that lift you, or do you hang around people that are a little bit negative and they're not chasing their own dreams and they're just kind of life sucks and the man's against me? I mean, who are you hanging out with? How do they talk? How do they think?
I feel like I have a pretty good support system and really uplifting community around me.
Okay, then why don't you go tell those people that you're dealing with some self-confidence and you talked to Ken today and here's what we came up with. Does that make sense? You all know me really well. Do I have the talent to do that kind of work? Does that kind of work light me up? I think it does. I told Ken it does. Does it light me up? Do these results matter deeply to me? Why don't you get some confirmation of that from the people who will lift you up and know you well? And then when you're struggling with confidence, you need to get on the phone with people like that. You got on the phone with me today. Let me tell you something. I believe in you. I know you can crush it. So one more time, real fast, Nikki. Can you do what you want to do in a lot of places? Are you tremendously valuable? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Say it with a little more zeal. Yes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us as we talk about what you were born to do. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. All right, let's go to Ken in Los Angeles, California. Ken, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
Hey, I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, sir.
So I'm kind of stuck. I've been stuck at this for a couple of years now as to what direction I should be going. I gave up on an old passion, which was acting, and I started a new passion just right out of college, which was business. But that business venture ended up failing out. Then I started another one, and that one also failed out. And I had a business prior in the past when in my military career, which I didn't really consider a business, but I made a lot of money off of it. And so I know I'm good at doing business, but I guess I'm not, my skills aren't adequate enough. So maybe I'm just trying to figure out whether I should mix the two together.
What was
so I
this?
Don't completely give up on acting.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service. You're a great American.
I appreciate it. Thank
what
you
was
so much, man.
Describe that in detail, what you were doing. You didn't consider a business, but you were making money at it. So what was that?
I was selling candy to military personnel when we were like deployed or training or pretty much anything.
Selling candy? Like just reselling it? Like you would buy it at bulk discount
and
then you would mark it up. You were like the snack shop guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. But you weren't making a lot of money doing that, because it's just, I don't know that that's possible. I think it's great for elementary school. How much money?
To be honest, I came with $200,000 in the bank right after my military career. I did it for pretty much my entire military career.
How many years?
I started a little late, so about 3 years, maybe a little 4 years.
You made $200,000 selling candy in 4 years?
Yes. And a lot of it came from when I went overseas for 2 years because, I mean, everybody just, like, needs sort of...
How much candy were you selling? I am just completely knocked silly on this. How much were you selling the candy for? Give me an example. A bag of peanut M&Ms?
Okay, well, I started for $5 selling Snickers or, you know, Skittles, M&Ms, like just the bag full that you could buy for a dollar.
Okay, got it.
I started for $5, and then as soon as my supply started limiting, I would increase the price to about $15, $20, sometimes $20.
Okay, all right, I'm tracking. So you made about $50,000 a year.
Pretty much, yeah. $50,000 on top of my military.
Okay.
Which is what
well,
we're
the challenge. Okay,
well.
So the challenge is you had a really, really great situation where you had an exclusive audience. Nobody else is doing it. They don't care that you're upcharging, but you've also failed in the last two ventures that you've done. And your question was, Ken, how do I mix these two together?
How do I mix acting, which was my original passion after leaving the military.
Right.
Because I didn't want to leave the military to begin
with.
No,
hold on. We don't have enough time to go down. I don't have enough time to go down that trail. You're saying, how do I mix acting with selling candy?
No, with building a business, with building like my business passion.
Well, you got to know what the business is first. And what you've got to do is those sound to me like two part-time jobs. I mean, acting is hard to break into. You know that. You're out in L.A. And
yep.
It's all shut down. So let me just give you the 30,000 foot view. You've got to have a steady day job, which takes care of your basics, your basic income. Okay.
I have two.
Okay, great. So that's going to limit. You got two jobs. So now whatever time we have left over in our life, this is a budget game. We're going to dedicate to acting, auditioning, making connections, using the proximity principle. If I got to go volunteer on a set and then they find out I'm an actor and I've done this and I get an opportunity, you got to do whatever it takes to stay alive, and you don't quit on acting. That's the only way to do it. Now,
that's the problem I'm facing, actually.
Yeah.
Because most of my auditions are during the day. And so I've lost a lot of jobs because I would just basically choose the audition over.
Right, but listen, hold on. This isn't confusing. This isn't a mystery. You gotta have a job that you work in evenings and overnights. That's the option. If I'm going after acting, I've got to have flexibility during the day. This is non-negotiable. So you need a different day job, or two. And then the side business is going to be with whatever time we have left over. And I don't know that pursuing them both at the same time is the way to go.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you. We talk about your purpose, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, where you can do it, and how do you get there. But I got to tell you, a very brief comment. I'm a little irritated by a sports headline I just saw. And I just told Madison during the break, I don't know why this irritates me, but it does. And I'm going to couch it really quick, and I promise I'm not going to spend any more than 20 seconds on it. Here's how I'm going to set it up. We've gotten to the point in our society where we're so concerned about everything being fair, and life isn't fair. Like, it's a get after it, go after it. I mean, it's a competition. What? Come on. So here's the sports headline. I was just looking during the commercial break. The NFL is not going to allow the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are the first NFL team to ever play a Super Bowl in their home stadium. And they have a tradition that when they score a touchdown or a field goal, I presume, Madison, I guess it's a field goal too, they shoot off these fake cannons in the end zone. They got a Buccaneers ship in the end zone in Tampa, and they fire these cannons, couple shots, when they score. And the NFL's not going to let them do it. And I'm not even going to click on the story. I'm not going to read it, but I just rolled my eyes, and I'm like, really? Like, what fairness doctrine is being employed on this? Like, they've earned the right to play in their home stadium because they beat everybody.
Right. Any other team who hosted the Super Bowl could have also made it to the Super Bowl. It just so happened that Tampa did it.
So I can't even imagine what the NFL is thinking. And honestly, this isn't political for me. I just go, really? Here's my point. I'm going to ask you this, Madison. Do you think anybody, any player, any coach on the Kansas City Chiefs team would be irritated to have the cannons go off if they score a touchdown?
No.
Okay.
First of all, if you're at that high level of competition, you block it out, yeah.
Yeah, they're used to people insulting their children, their wives, their moms. Come on. Okay. Folks, here's the deal. If you're in a culture where it's always fair, 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 get out. I'm all about meritocracy. This whole show's about meritocracy. You go be great. Go get your dream, Joe. What are we doing? I don't know.
We're not shooting off cannons.
Yeah. You know what, Joe? I need a cannon sound effect for tomorrow. Tomorrow's show. It's too late right now. There's got to be a cannon shot sound that we can have fun with tomorrow. And maybe we'll keep it for a while when somebody does something and they win. Oh, I know what. We need a cannon shot in our Momentum Monday updates.
Okay, I could do that.
People email us, and I'm going to give you an invitation to join us here. If you've made momentum in your job, just a baby step, maybe it's you just got hired in a new job, it's got you on the ladder, or you just got a raise or a promotion, we love to hear those stories. Just email us, ask@kencoleman.com, and we have a segment on Mondays called Momentum Monday where we just share progress because we want to encourage people. So, Joe, I want cannons in the Momentum Monday from now on.
It will be done.
Because I want to have cannons in there so that we can say, yay, yay for you, we're going to shoot a cannon off. The NFL won't let you do it, we're going to do it.
So did you just announce on air you're rooting for the Bucs?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not rooting for anybody. Although, I'll just say this briefly, I am a Michigan fan. Unfortunately, I took the helmet off the shelves because we've been so pathetic.
Well, who can blame you?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to promote the Michigan brand until we are worthy of promotion. All you Ohio State fans, don't send me any emails. Joe won't show them to me. But Tom Brady is a Michigan man. So if I'm going to root for anybody, I'm rooting for Tom, not to mention he's 43. How do I not root for the 40-something? I'm 40-something.
You know what I heard? Tom Brady's 43. You know how old Patrick Mahomes' dad is?
No.
50.
Oh, gosh. I know. It's crazy. It's so amazing. And Tom looks like he could play 10 more years. All right. Enough of that. Victor's up next in Passaic, New Jersey. Victor, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Yes, Mr. Coleman, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
Me and my wife and three kids, we want to move to Florida from Jersey.
Okay.
Eventually buy a house and live the rest of our lives in Florida. I've been at my current job for 6 years, and my wife has been at her current job for 12.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, we're scared to death in making the change. We know it's what we want because Jersey is very expensive, and we know that we can get more money, more bang for our buck in Florida.
Sure.
And we're just scared to death.
What are you scared of specifically? Because listen, first of all, welcome to the human race. Fear can just absolutely grip us, can it? Just hold us down. And so the way to overcome fear is to name it. We're going to name it, then we're going to put it on the witness stand. You ever watch one of those lawyer dramas on TV or a movie?
Yeah.
I'm going to be your TV lawyer in a second. But we got to name the fear specifically. What are you afraid of?
Okay, what I jotted down to is pretty much finding a new job and being afraid of not being good at the job that I find.
All right, so we're afraid of finding a new job, and we're afraid of not being good at the job.
Exactly.
Okay.
My wife is also terrified of jumping into a new job. I guess we're just comfortable at where we're at.
Well, you're not, actually. You're not comfortable. You're so not comfortable, you're moving from New Jersey to Florida because you're like, we've had it with New Jersey.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So you're not comfortable. If you were comfortable, you wouldn't be calling me asking me, hey, how do we make this transition? So let's own this. All right.
Okay. Okay.
So let's take on fear number one. Let's put it on the witness stand. Finding a new job. Victor, do you feel like that you are so incompetent and so ridiculously stupid that you cannot find multiple jobs that you could be qualified for in Florida? Do you feel this is a true statement or a false statement?
This is a false statement.
Yes,
I applied for a job.
Right.
I applied for a job. I'm down to my third interview with the job, and hopefully they'll call me back within 2 or 3 days.
Good for you, Victor. Victor, but I knew all this. I'm trying to put your fear on the witness stand, and so the fear is lying on you won't find a new job. That's what fear's been telling you.
Yeah.
We just proved that is a lie. Next accusation that fear is making. Victor, you're only going to be good at the job you've done. This is all you have to offer in the marketplace. There's no transforming your career. There's no transitioning your existing experience and skills. This is it. This is all you can do. You are going to suck at everything else. Is that a true or false statement?
That's false.
Wait a second. All right. And now for the wife, who I wish was on the phone. But you can have her listen to the podcast, okay? Listen to this call. Have her listen to it. So the last thing is, she's just terrified of moving a new job. I don't know what her reasons are, but maybe people won't like me. Maybe I won't be good at it. All the things. Same deal. It's garbage. Because here's what you know. You've been listening to my program long enough to call me. You know that if you apply for something that is in your sweet spot, or at least 2/3 of it, you're good at it, and you at least enjoy the work. You don't have to love it, but, I like the work. Or, let's be honest, if it's just transitioning to Florida, I'm fine with 1/3 of the equation. You're just good at it. And she's good at stuff, isn't she?
She's very good at administrative stuff.
I wonder if there's any, I'm a little concerned, Victor, because I'm not sure how many administrative jobs are in Florida. This could be a problem.
I wish you could hear this, but...
Oh, she's over there. She's in the room, isn't she? Yeah, it's ridiculous. Of course there's administrative jobs in Florida. Florida is one of the best job economies in the entire United States right now because their governor has opened it up. All the criticism and all of it, the fact of the matter is they've opened up and their economy's doing pretty darn good. So here's the point. You guys don't need to be afraid because what fear is telling you, number one, is a lie. And number two, you're not going to be reckless. You guys aren't going to just move from New Jersey to Florida with no jobs and end up living in a box car, are you?
Yeah.
You're not going to be living under a bridge with your kids starving. Come on, Victor. It's nothing to be afraid of. Come up with a plan Walk it out. You got this, man. Thanks for calling. But I'm telling you, walk forward confidently. Hey, my time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruz Show.
Hey guys, it's Rachel Cruz, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruz Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruz wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruz.com.